Hey, 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 what's good? This is Cinema Talk Radio. Welcome back. We back at the podcast. We back in it. What a wonderful day. Just got through being at the gym on this beautiful afternoon. It was Monday, you guys, and I'm just feeling it. It's a beautiful day. We getting to it. I hope you guys are getting to the things that you are striving to do, because that's what it's about. And so today I just want to continue on with the conversation on creating the life that we are destined to have. You know, when you got haters and you got people that want to set you back and want you to continue to not want you to evolve. And, you know, you hear, like, actors, they talk about how sometimes they get caught up in still playing the same role of the movie that they was playing. Now they playing it in real life. But the only reason why they playing that role in real life, because they get caught up in that role. And then other people around them get them caught up in that same role where you're not even being your authentic self anymore. You're acting. You have made yourself into this character, this other personality. And that's what I'm talking about, where people want you to be and they don't want you to evolve. They want to keep you where you're at, and never, because they're not evolving. Excuse me. Because they're not evolving, they don't want you to evolve. So they want to keep you comfortable. They want to keep that whole persona that you got going on, and that's what they want to be a fan of. They want to keep you stuck. And it's a lot of people out here that's stuck in a rut, stuck still in a space, because they scared to be bold. They scared to go outside of themselves. They scared to trust themselves. And I think all of us have those times where we're scared to trust ourselves. Is our instincts right? Are we doing the right thing at this moment? You know? But sometimes we have to step out there and to trust the unknown. Trust that new thing that we're doing. That thing that might change our lives, that might change us, that might give us where we're going to. So it's all about looking at the perspective and looking at the options that you have and looking at the things that you can do, but you have to take time for yourself to do that. Sometimes, you know, I hear people now talking about not really telling people what you got going on. And it's true. Not until it's really official, where it's like, this is what I'm doing no matter what. You have control over your thoughts. You have control over that decision. That decision has been made. But if you are still in the unknown, you still guessing, you do not want to tell people what you want to do. Especially if you don't know, you know, the certainty of what you want to do. So, shout out to, you know, like I said, shout out to Pastor Sarah Jake Roberts on that ministry that she just preached, y'all. I hope y'all went to go see it, because I got a lot of plays on the one I was talking about, excuse me, with the last episode with that. Going into the unknown. You know, that is what we are. That's what it's about. At this time, you have to be bold with what you want. Unless you want somebody to control your life. But if not, you got to make that decision. You got to be bold with your decision. You got to be bold with what you want in life. But when I say bold, you have to be able to make the decisions. Make the decisions for yourself. Know that what's best for you. Know that the decision that you're doing is you giving your the best version of yourself. So I really just been, it really been on my mind just about, you know, being able to live a life where you are continuously working, but you're doing things, you're doing something that you're happy to do. You don't think it's work. You don't think it's hard work. And when I say not hard work, but it's not exhausting. It's that way you don't have time for things. So I'm definitely at that space in my life where I want to continue being a mom and being able to know what my child is looking at, know what she's doing, know what she's hanging around, know where she's at. She just turned 3. So I'm really, right now, I'm trying to dig deep so she can have a great future, a great life, a great path. So me being exhausted, me not having no time, me not being able, you know, being able to function properly with her is not conducive to my lifestyle at this moment. And especially when things have changed, this is not the traditional where you have to work these certain jobs and work this type of lifestyle anymore. We really do have opportunities out here. And the only way I was just thinking to myself earlier today, only way we can be able to see these opportunities and know about them and be able to have a flexible lifestyle is to be open. Doing things that's going to create an openness for us to receive what we need to do. And when I say things like that, I talk about where we're working out, you're walking, you're dancing, you're moving your body, you're stretching, you're doing things that you enjoy. You're dancing to music. You're taking a walk. You're in a routine where now you're able to get things where it's like, okay, I feel so good about what I did. You know, the next move gonna come. But if you tight, your body tight, you not flexible, you mad, you angry at life, at people, at decisions. Sometimes we don't be able to get that down low that we need to so we can be able to progress in life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can't even, the brain is fogged. We fogged up. We can't think. We confused. You mad at yourself. You like, I know this ain't my life. This is what it has come down to be. So we definitely have to just be able to. I feel like take moments where we got to step back and sit back and reflect. And figure out your schedule, figure out your time, figure out what you can do. So we had that's I figure that's what we have to be focused on. Your intention has to be focused on that. Where can I have time to be able to reflect and see what I can do, where I can put things at so my life can be easier, my life can be flexible, I can be able to continue to do the things I need to do and be with my child, be with my children, or have more children. Because I would love to have more children. I really want another child. I've really been feeling like I want to have another baby. I really have. I've been feeling my mommy instincts and me being a mom. And I just been feeling like I want another baby. I really have been feeling like that. But I want to be able to be in, I want to create my environment where it's flexible for everyone. You know what I'm saying? And I've been looking at other moms on how they doing it and how they're able to coast and make moves. And sometimes it takes where you got to work from home, you know, to be able to maneuver, to be able to own your own time. Sometimes, you know, you working on that 9 to 6, that 9 to 5, that 8 to 6, that 8 to 5 grind. Sometimes it just does something to you. It takes all your time away. And right now, we do not have time like that. I'm just telling you. I feel like I don't have time like that where I need that. I'm sitting here and I'm giving my time away. And right now I feel like I should be doing things that's going to help my future, that's going to be valuable, that's going to make me happy, that's going to make me be able to create an environment that's conducive for my family, that's conducive and productive and happy and stable for my family and my future. So it's all about continuing. That's what I'm talking about, where when we're reflecting, you continue to reflect about how grateful you are, and how when you're grateful and how when you creating this life, you get into a space where you're able to, you get into the space where you're able to be happy. And not just happy, you know, stable and have a joyful heart. So that's what it's about. And not angry and not tight. And feeling like you're stuck. Because that's where I was really feeling like I was stuck. I really have been feeling like that, you guys, for a little minute where I was just feeling stuck. You know, sometimes I found myself crying because I felt stuck. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is not my life. Me sitting at a computer is not my life. This is not me. I'm so grateful and I'm so appreciative of this opportunity, but this isn't for me. My life consists of not just sitting somewhere. I'm work, like I said, I just came from the gym, so I'm moving my body. I'm telling, you know, I'm grooming myself for a healthy lifestyle, grooming my child for a healthy lifestyle, a mental stable lifestyle. I'm into fitness. I'm into health. I'm into a lifestyle. I'm into walking. I'm into an environment and a neighborhood where I can be able to go walk and run, bike and swim and do the things that I would like to do. Go travel and go hike and go be in mountains. And that's why I love my podcast. I really do. I just, you know, I really do. So that is the life that I see myself for. Doing things where I'm helping others out on their health and their fitness. Getting their journey going. Helping them with their mental. Because sometimes, I'm telling you, when you moving and you dancing and you feeling good, that makes you feel good about life. Listening to music, grooving, doing things, moving your body. When you dancing and moving and cleaning up your house and getting yourself in order, that helps a whole lot of your mind, your clarity, your mental. Now you can see, okay, my next move. But if you doing the same routine every day and you find yourself with clutter and you find yourself like, dang, I ain't got time to clean up. I'm just going and going, never finding yourself no rest. I cannot live like that. I cannot live like that. I'm Libra. I'm law and order. I have to be able to. My mom is a Libra, so she says stuff like, when you're clean, your mind is clean. She said, you can look at people and go to their house and see where their mind is at. Look at their car and see where their mind is at. So for me, and you know, that's my mom, and that's what I grew up with. So you know, for me, and I took that because I feel like that's so clear to me. When I'm on the go and I'm just going and going and going, you can look at my life and look at the things around about me. You can look at the people that's around me, and you can tell where I'm at. People don't even talk about that, but it really is spiritually true. We're on a goal to get money, 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 money. But I know a lot of people who, I'm making money, I'm doing this. You go to their house, it's not the best. It's not in order. They'll tell you, I just been working. That's all they can say they've been doing. So you can tell where they at. So, and it's people who work, but it's people who have flexible time. Their time is flexible. And that's all I'm saying, is that it's about right now having flexible time to be able to have a conducive environment for your surroundings and your people and your family and yourself. And that's important. It's urgent. Your mental clarity can be either unstable or stable. It can be unhealthy or healthy. It's a lot of people out here that's trying to figure out why they depressed, why they sitting up in that room. Start cleaning up. Start getting stuff in order. Get yourself out the bed. Start washing your clothes. I bet you that helps a whole lot. Clean the blinds. Clean your windows. Clean the windows. Yeah. Open up a window. Let some air in. It's a lot of small things that we can do to help mental clarity. And those are the start. That is just the beginning, the low level of it. But it's a start of going towards being a healthy person, having a healthy journey, living life on your terms, being a help to someone else. Because we're all connected and we help each other. If you be the example for yourself and your life, you can be the example for somebody else in their life. But it's all about making productive decisions on yourself. Don't get in circumstances for other people is not conducive to your health. And for me, that's what I had to find out. Like, I'm living for somebody else. But the thing is, they don't even care about that. I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing. Okay, I'm doing this just to show them this. But it's like they steady just dissing you. No respect. No empathy. Just watching you. For me, it was a wake-up call. For me. Because I'm a mom at the end of the day. Moms need help. They need help. You know, that's why the father has to be in the house. It's important. Moms cannot do it all. If someone else needs to be able to help. Somebody who is sane enough to be able to, you know, children daycares and those type of things, they help out so much to be able to continue being able to be a productive person in his life. So don't put yourself in circumstances that you're unhappy with. Don't do things for others because at the end of the day, they don't care. They don't care that you're doing that. They don't care how tired you are. They don't care because they are mentally, they're good with what they have, how they living. And just because you added on to they, you looking like you in their lifestyle, you doing the same thing, they good with that. But if you got dreams and goals and destinies and you got somewhere to be, I advise you to do what your heart tells you to do. Figure out how that time needs to be flexible. Figure out what you need to do to be able to run a conducive lifestyle for yourself. And first, it's going to start with you. Not with nobody else outside of you. So I'm just in a grateful mode. I'm appreciative to be able to get up. I haven't been able to get up and do the things I wanted to do. So now I made that transition and I'm in it and I'm happy about it. Because I'm doing something I want to do. So I'm just being a messenger for somebody else who might want to be do something. This is your sign. Do what you want to do. Stop living for other people. They really don't care. They just get off on having you. They just get off on thinking that they control. They got control over you. When they don't, nobody has control over you. It's just the mind sometimes can make you think that. So this is a sign for you to do what you want to do. We are creating our life. We are being productive. We are moving. We are living healthy lifestyles. we're living, we're making our vision boards, and we're doing the things that we see that we want to do, and we're going to get there, and we're manifesting the things that we want in our life. I'm manifesting my life. I said I wanted to go to the gym, and the more I'm doing it. I manifested my baby. I tell y'all that all the time. I tell y'all, I had a dream about her before I even had her, before I was talking about, like, I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby. I was telling him that, like, I'm going to get pregnant. I stopped everything I was doing, that partying, every drinking, all that stuff I was doing. I stopped it. And I went in on my healthy lifestyle. I had my treadmill in my apartment. I was running. I was running outside. I was getting healthy. I was making my my fruit smoothies in the morning. I was taking my stuff for me to get pregnant. I was making my body available. I was opening up to be able to receive my baby. And I would tell him. So, I'm telling you, we manifesting, y'all, and those are one of the examples that I'm talking about of creating the life that you want. You know what I'm saying? Creating what you want to do, who you want to be, what do you see yourself at? Ain't no holdbacks, and sometimes we gotta reflect like, dang, I manifested this. Okay, I'm going to be grateful about this. It's harder than I thought it was going to be. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be a mom. You know what I'm saying? Now the next step. So that's what it's about. We create and we manifest. We powerful. It's all about not listening to other people. Not being influenced on what they think we should be doing. So this is just some thought. This is thought for your mind. This is thought for you to think about. On this, I just had to give it to y'all on this Monday and give it to y'all on today, but to give y'all something to think about during the week. Don't make a fast decision, but it's something to think about. So I appreciate y'all. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Thank you for listening to the last episode. Continue to come listen to me. Go to my Instagram, Cinema Talk Radio Podcast. Go to my Instagram. Go follow me, y'all. Go follow me on my journey, on my fitness journey. Seeing Beauty World, go follow me and go continue to listen and tell other people about my podcast who needs help, if you know somebody who thinking that they're in a circumstance and they need a little bit of inspiration, motivation, let them know about my podcast. Let them know. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. Enjoy y'all day. You know, we come into this season is changing because the sun has just been shining. I'm really happy about that. So continue to enjoy y'all day and have a blessed day and peace, love, and light. This is Cinema Talk Radio Podcast, and we out.